I thought last weekend was another good example. I thought he played pretty well. On Saturday, gave up the one. Most of the goals you really couldn't fault him on, that including the winner that went off one of our guys' rear ends. And so I like where he's at right now. I think he feels fresh. I think he feels good. And that's an important part of it, too, for a goalie that's been playing every night.
You mentioned on Monday the penalty kill needs to be more aggressive. Is it more aggressive getting shooting lanes or...
Well, I thought Saturday we were, and I don't think we gave up a shot on goal on Saturday, or certainly not a scoring chance. And, you know, when you're aggressive with everybody, it can't be one guy going and three guys kind of watching. You know, you have to have, guys going and sealing the next spot in the rink, and they have to do it as a group of four, not one, and then the second guy's a little slower to react. So, you know, we were much more, on our toes in that first couple steps to shut things down on Saturday. And then it helps when you don't take many penalties, too. You know, especially for our team right now, when you know some of our power play guys are killing penalties, and we're asking a lot of a few guys right now, and the fewer times we have to kill, the better it is for us.
Any comments on that 500th game at Mariucci here Saturday? Is it the Survivors game?
The what?
The Survivors game.
Mm-hmm. What's the Survivors game?
What was Brian told me about it. I'm not sure what it is.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Rule of thumb, don't listen to Brian.
You mean, is it the 500th game at Mariucci, or?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, there is, yeah. That's been in the game notes the last couple of weeks. I think
okay,
it's the
so
500th
it's
500. Game here in the building.
Okay.
Correct,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the Survivor.
Is there a Survivor? I'm not following what you said about Survivor.
He's like, oh, God, what
are
they
talking about?
Okay. Wally, you been into the beer, or what?
He was whispering, I didn't quite catch it.
Are you Wally the beer man, or what? I can still remember when Mariucci was built. I mean, it was my first year at CC, and I remember coming in here and seeing it, and it's like, wow, what a great facility. And it's continued. There's been a lot of great games over the years. There's a lot of, great players that have played here, a lot of winning teams that have been through, and we have great crowds, fan support, and I think it's one of the top facilities in all of college hockey, and certainly in hockey in general.
Are you guys on set for that next phase of renovations?
Yeah, we're close. I think that the plan right now, I don't know if we're going to do it this summer. Cal wants, he doesn't want to give up the whole summer as far as working in the weight room. He'd rather, maybe like in November through January, and at that time, the village will be open, and we're not lifting as much. You have Christmas break, so we're probably more inclined to do more of the renovation for that over, Thanksgiving until through January rather than give up time in the summer.
What's involved in that next phase, Don?
Just the weight room, knocking on the walls and into our offices even. It sounds like we'll probably end up with our offices over at Bierman after the renovation, and we have our offices down here now, which we didn't have before, so we can work out of both places, and even in the time being, if we don't have access, they're going to rip out our area up top that we can still work out of the downstairs area during the season.
Saturday, senior night, saying goodbye to a fairly large class. What do these guys mean to you?
Well, winners. I mean, I think classy kids. All of them have meant so much to our program, and they have a chance to do something special, and that's, four straight conference titles, obviously six in a row overall, but that's quite a legacy, and that's something we talk about. When the year begins, you want to try to hang a banner, whether it's a regular season, a playoff, or get into a Frozen Four, back to the NCAAs. Those are all things that we want to try to accomplish. It's hard to do over the course of a long season. You get injuries, and you try to hang in there, but the guys have played very consistent. I think they're all program guys too, and I think that's the one thing that you usually have your best years when you have some seniors. And we've got a really good group of seniors this year that have been very loyal to the program. Some of the guys could have left, but when they're such program guys, and the other thing is, they've really improved during their time here. I mean, especially when you look at Bischoff and Justin and Vinny, how they've taken great steps each year since they've been here. And even a guy like Mitch Rowe, who hasn't played, he got to play an exhibition game. He's going to be a dentist, and he's just worked extremely hard every day at practice, but he still represents our program. And same with Connor and Cammy. They contributed obviously a lot more on the ice than Mitch, but they all contribute in every way. And I used the analogy before. I mean, a team is like a puzzle, and there's different sizes to the puzzle, each piece. but you can't complete the puzzle without every piece. So the small pieces are just as important, and that's the fun thing about this team is that they've worked. They've been a really enjoyable team to coach. They listen. They work hard every day. When we step on the rink, there's not a lot of days you say, geez, we didn't have a great practice today. And I think that lends to a lot of the consistency that we've seen throughout the year.
You mentioned the class as a whole, but can you talk more about your captain, Justin Kloos, and what he's meant to the program over 4 years?
Well, you know what, I knew Justin when he was a little kid. He played in the same 93 Iceman with actually Nick Seeler and Mikey Riley and Mario and Kloos, and you know, a lot of those guys have gone on to play. Cameronese was on that team. It's amazing how many, you know, Bullock, I think, played out at Dartmouth, and how many of the guys went on to play college hockey off that group of kids. And Justin was the kind of kid who really blossomed as he got older. I mean, actually, you know, Justin and Mario played a lot together, kind of the third line on that team. And then you watch a guy like Justin, how he, you know, just improved and got to the high school level, and he became a real dominant player. And the nice thing about Justin, even the recruiting process, is that he wanted to be a Gopher. And how important that is when kids, this is where they want to be. Obviously, it's an easy recruitment, and they have a loyalty factor, and that's, you know, that loyalty factor is one of the reasons why, you know, he stayed through his senior year. He wanted to see it through.
How important has that group been to helping some of these underclassmen acclimate so quickly?
Well, when you have a group of seniors like we have, that, you know, you can take the area of off-ice issues, they're not going to have any. So what a great group to follow. Same thing academically. You know, they're all going to graduate. They all have good grades. You don't have to worry about. Throughout their careers, they weren't a group that you ever had to say, you know, what's going on academically? Why'd you skip this class, or why'd you miss this tutor? I mean, zero with this group. And it all goes hand in hand when your behavior's good away from the rink, when your academics are in order, usually the hockey's in order. And those are the kind of kids that just, it makes a lot more fun as a coach when you have a group like that.
Mike Spatillo's been out a few weeks, kind of hoping to have him back.
He skated a little bit this week. He's getting closer, but, you know, he's not quite there. So there's no question in my mind we'll have him back before the end of the year. Now we're getting to the point, though, I really hope we get him back next week so we can get some games in, you know, before the NCAAs.
Everybody else available to play?
Yep, everybody else is available to play. Okay?
Thanks, Don.
Thank you.